She tossed a nervous look over her shoulder. There was nothing behind her but the inky blackness. A giant mouth of darkness that engulfed anything within reach. Still, it was possible that someone, or something, was following her. And the thought filled her with a terror so strong that fear constricted her throat. Oh, she was warned not to be out here at night, but she hadn't listened. She moved fast, wading through knee-high grass, hitching up her long skirt so she could cover more ground. As she continued through the field, she heard the distinct sound of someone behind her. But there shouldn't be anyone out here at this time of night. Only she was desperate enough to work so late. A low rasping of breath cut into her thoughts. She was right. Someone was following her. Swallowing her fear, she broke into a run. She didn't look back, instinctively knowing that if she did, she would be lost. She felt a forceful tug, then found herself flying backward into the night until she landed awkwardly. Stunned, she didn't react at first. But then came the arms, wrapping around her vice-like until the breath was squeezed out of her. She couldn't see who her attacker was. She flailed, desperate to escape, but the arms were like steel and she couldn't get free. Feeling hysteria claw at her throat, she opened her mouth to scream when her attacker wrapped thick hands around her neck and snapped it. She dropped to the ground with a thud.